Hello, everyone. Welcome to Hockey Talky. It's preseason, Jesse.
Woo! Not really. I hate preseason.
I like preseason. Yeah. It's our first look of hockey. It's exciting to see rookies and old guys try to keep up with the rookies.
Yeah, I don't know. Preseason just, like, tempts me to change my team, and it's like that apple and like Snow White or something where like it just looks so good and it's just like poison, and that's how I feel about preseason. But there is actually a lot you can take away from it. I will agree with you that way. So we'll get into some stuff about what you should be looking at, what to avoid, kind of thing. Don't get too hyped.
Yeah, there's lots going on. You sound a little under the weather today.
Yeah, I got a head cold, so I'm going to try my best to go through it here. I'll probably sound worse than usual, than my regular terrible radio voice anyway.
We're going to power through for the fans of Hockey Talky.
Exactly. Worldwide, 230 fans or subscribers, so we're definitely going up. It's been a while since we did our last podcast. We did some stuff. We did our draft, actually, last Sunday. We were going to have a two-week go, but Travis had a baby, which is super exciting, so congratulations to him.
We should have done the draft in the, like, hospital
in
room.
Yeah. It would have been a lot more dramatic, I think.
It would have. We could have brought the board and everything done our draft right there. We got a jam-packed episode today. Like Jesse said, we're going to be going over some preseason stuff, some rookie watch, and then we're going to do our kudos at the end. We got some sweet news that just happened yesterday.
Yeah, literally yesterday. I was out eating Vietnamese, and you sent me the text saying that Yakupov was going to Chicago, and I was like, no way. Yep. And then later, Yakupov goes to the Blues.
Yep.
Of course, I was expecting a much... Well, I was texting, I was like, it's got to be a defenseman in return, right? I mean, this guy's a first overall. But no, it's a conditional pick and a winger called Zach Porcino, I think is how you would say it.
I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him. I looked him up. He was drafted in 2013. He's 22 right now. I don't know if he's ever going to play a game, to be honest. But he's going to be famous for the next week anyway. 50 minutes of fame. Shout out to Zach. So what's your fantasy fallout? Blues?
I like it.
I mean, it's I agree.
It's better than buried in Oilers.
Like, he's not a bottom six player. He can't be. Like, you can't have him in the Oilers in the bottom six. Will he have an immediate impact with the Blues? I don't know. He should move up your draft charts, I believe, to baseline draftable, I think. I think now he's a last pick versus undraftable. I think that's what I would...
yeah. Like, so instead of being 275, he's like 250, like right on the cusp.
250 for us or something, or for most people, like... In most drafts, you probably shouldn't still ever take Yakupov right now.
No.
Unless you're a super Yakupov and you got his jersey or something. But, I mean, I don't see him lighting it up, even if he... I don't know. I don't think a lot's going to happen for him. But I think it's awesome for him to get out of there. And maybe next year, a couple years, he's still young.
Yeah.
Get some action for him.
People were talking about, oh, Tarasenko, Yakupov, countrymen.
Yeah,
let's be serious here. They're not going to play on the same line.
Yeah, it's super unlikely that you have two of the same, like, identical style kind of players. Like, I mean, we don't really know how Yakupov plays, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, when he broke into the NHL, it was that short season anyway. So, I mean, we'll see what happens to Yakupov. I don't know.
Here's an interesting fact. They're projecting him to play on a line with Fabry, which you drafted.
I did draft Fabry, yeah.
And that's the third line St. Louis right now.
That makes sense. I mean, got some speed on the line. If that's the case, then yeah, I don't see his points getting too high. He might see power play time. I'm not sure.
I don't know how they'll work
what
that, though.
What they'll do with him there. But for Yakupov, you could take a flyer on the guy. I mean, but fantasy-wise, I wouldn't go too crazy for him right now, even though he's on St. Louis, which is definitely an upgrade team.
Yeah. And so the Oilers moved Yakupov, and then they got Chris Russell from the Stars. They desperately needed some defense. Like you said, you were hoping in the trade that a defenseman would go to Edmonton, mm-hmm. but it didn't happen until after the signing of Russell.
Russell, I mean, I don't know. Russell, I think, was, like, holding out, trying to get this, like, multi-year extension, and, like, just was waiting and waiting, and I feel like he should have took one of the deals he was offered months ago. Because when you told me again that he got signed, I was like, oh my God, they probably signed him for 6 years. It's just this awful contract's incoming. And then you look at it, it's like a one-year, $3.1 million contract, which is actually super cap-friendly and really smart. Yep. I applaud that. So you know what you're getting with Russell? He's kind of a smaller guy. We've seen him play lots in the Tigers and stuff around here. He was a Tiger, right? Just to make sure.
Russell? Yeah.
Totally wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he's a Medicine Hat Tiger.
Yep.
But yeah, same thing, smaller kind of guy. But block shots like no one else in the league. Yeah. Sacrifices the body, no question. If your league block shots like ours, he's valuable, but he just doesn't have enough actual points to be super. But if you're in one of those like Yahoo leagues where you have block shots, I would keep an eye out for him.
Still probably undraftable, but it's better for the Oilers organization.
Oh no, yeah, like I mean, anything that's like a second goalie for the Oilers this year is going to help. I mean, as sad as that sounds, I mean, they might be surrendering a lot of shots per game, and hey, if Russell's blocking 5-6 shots a game, hey, that could be the difference sometimes. So,
well, the last 5 years or whatever, they've been giving up the most shots on net.
Yeah, they've been getting shelled every game. So,
anything would help them.
Yeah, anything in the way of the puck, it will help. So, I think it's a great signing. I think the term is great. The money is great. So, it's a rare good thing for the Oilers, I think, with the seasons after
trending up.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see if they can carry some momentum into the regular season with this. I don't know if Chris Russell will have time to make a preseason debut. I think because the Oilers game is literally on right now, and I don't know if this is their last preseason game or not. I'd have to look into it, but if it is, I don't think he was playing tonight. I didn't see him.
I don't think so. It's under a week till the regular season starts.
Yeah, this Wednesday, the 12th. Preseason starts. Hopefully Gaudreau gets signed. That was another thing that we've been looking at. Still not signed. Mind-boggling.
I think he's one of the best up-and-coming talents in the league right now.
Yeah.
How is this guy not signed?
I don't know if he's asking for 8 a year? Seven or 8 a year? I know that they probably want to have him and Monahan.
Well, that's the thing. How do you sign Monahan and not get Gaudreau signed? I would put more emphasis on Gaudreau than Monahan.
Yeah, I don't know what the strategy was there. Maybe they thought they saw him. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to do both at the same time. I don't know what to say, but I mean, it'd be super depressing if a Flames fan, you go to that opening night and Gaudreau's literally not signed and not playing. Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
So I imagine in the next few days, they'll get him signed. It'll probably, my guess is going to be, I don't know, 7.5 for 8 years kind of thing.
They might try to do a little bridge, a 3-year deal or something.
Yeah.
So they can renegotiate if he starts actually putting the numbers up.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too. I mean, you could also just do a 1 year, give him the $7 million this year or something.
And then
go from there to give you more time. I don't know. Yeah. But he's got to get signed. So I know a lot of people drafted him super high, even in our league, or draft, sorry. He went really high for an unsigned player, I guess. But he'll start, so we just... We'll have to find out when.
One more piece of news that just happened that we wanted to touch on. You were just reading this before we started the podcast. Huberto got, looks like, cut on the back of the ankle.
Yeah, it was shades of Carlson, Matt Cook. Kind of a little axe. Totally unintentional, obviously, in the Devils preseason game with them. I know you have Huberto in your league. This is something I would keep a track of as soon as you can. This is one of those disgusting season-ending injuries. Sort of ACL like Sagan had last year, it is not something that you can bounce back from pretty quick, and
know how serious it is. Yeah. I mean, it literally just saw.
My heart's going out to Huberto, prayers for him. Seriously, he's a good guy. I mean, it'd be sick.
I like Huberto too.
If you'd go down in the last preseason game in a freak thing like that, that makes me sick. So I'm hoping things work out for him, but if you have him in your league, keep an eye out. I'm sure you'll get this news before you hear it from us, but nonetheless, just keep an eye out on his condition there.
All right, that's a lot of news. There's just going to be more and more news the longer into the season we get, but we're just starting. We're going to jump into some preseason / we got some rookies to talk about. I got a preseason stat list. One of the main things when we're talking about preseason is to not go crazy with the preseason, because this is a small sample size with teams that are B teams. They're not necessarily their starters. They're not playing your defense and your goalies and stuff.
Yeah.
But it does give you a little bit of an idea of players that are coming up, players that are rookies,
mm-hmm.
like you wanted to talk about, that are, you know, spicing the pot, throwing their hat in for a starting job.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things I wanted to talk about before this is one of the hugest stat I look at in any fantasy draft is minutes played per game. You don't get points for it or anything like that. It's a super unattractive stat, but I look at it super religiously and I draft around it. For these rookie games, you're going to be seeing a lot of rookies getting 19, 20 minutes a game. And you just remembered when you're going into regular season that these guys are going to be playing 9 to 11 minutes max. They're not going to get the opportunities they're given there. So keep an eye and like keep that in mind when you're drafting rookies and stuff like that. I usually try to avoid rookies that aren't, you know, McDavid level types of things, unless you're in a league that sort of rewards you. In our league, you're allowed to keep a rookie for free. So it's worth having a rookie and keeping an eye out. But it's just something to keep in mind for. Like, I know even today I was looking at Bjorkstrand. He's one of my favorite players on Columbus right now. He's a young, cool guy. And he's getting like 19, 20 minutes a game. And there's just no way in human possible that when the series starts, or the regular season, that he's going to be approaching those kind of minutes. So just keep an eye out for those kind of things. Don't get too enticed, like, okay, this guy's a lock for first line. Like, it's never going to happen that way. Mm-hmm. So that's my just warning there. But that being said, I know it's a super downer thing to say. There is probably the most rookies I've ever seen in my life in preseason right now are making cases. I'm actually kind of blown away that every team almost has one guy, or some teams even have two, that are actually like making legit cases, and it's actually kind of incredible to watch. I'll just go over one guy. Like, I mean, the one guy I was thinking of is like Travis Konecny. He was drafted, I think, last year, and he was a small guy, and I was watching him all preseason, and he's just lighting it up. He's playing with Drew, he's playing the second line, he's like, I don't know how many points he has. I think you have it somewhere on your list here. What does he have? So he has 6 points in 5 games.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of insane. So you got to keep an eye on that for preseason. Will he continue at that rate? Unlikely.
Yeah.
But there are guys that might be worth a late stab in the dark, and he's definitely one of them, I've noticed. I noticed you have a bunch of stars as well. So who are you looking at in the preseason so far?
Well, yeah, like I was... When I was looking over the preseason stats, those are the kind of things that I'm looking for, like minutes, mm-hmm. like what they're playing, what they're being used as. Like, they're not being used as a 5-on-5 guy. Maybe they're being used as a power play guy. Mm-hmm. Someone that jumps off the list is Brandon Peary. So he's in the Rangers system right now. Mm-hmm. And we know the Rangers don't have... Nash is kind of like their top-end player, but it's all a bunch of B-grade, tier 2 players.
Zuccarello's, Steffens, yeah, like that kind of stuff, yeah.
And that is right where Brandon Peary fits into, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He's had 15 shots through 5 games, so he's getting everything at the net, mm-hmm. 2 power play goals and 2 power play assists. So 4 of his points were on the power play, which says to me that they want to use him on a power play
specialist
unit, yeah, right? So that's someone that you can keep an eye on, that maybe all of a sudden he's going to get all this power play time, he's going to be getting those points. And who knows what his role is in the Rangers, because it's just such a muddy situation there. But he seems to be a guy that's elevating his game in that Rangers system.
Yeah, and power play, I will agree with you, is more of a indicator, I guess, of the regular season. Because you're going to want to be... Like, if you got a guy who's got like a lot of just, you know, 5-on-5 stats, you could just be fluky, right? Or he's just playing against like an AHL pair defenseman or something, like super low. But if they're incorporating you into the power play, this is something they're testing out, they're trying. And, Peary, again... Not a super attractive fantasy option, but if the Rangers are going to roll him as a power play specialist kind of guy, something to keep track of. These are things you can definitely look at in the preseason, and that's a good call about the power play points, because that's what they want to use these guys for. And this is, you got the time, you got as well try all the units you can.
Yeah, it's just a test drive. They're just going to test drive all these players and see where they fit, where they slot in. Because you got like Nathan Boulot at the top, Phil Verone, Kenny Augustino?
Yeah, so how many of those are in your guys' pool? Probably none.
Like, none of these guys are being drafted.
Yeah, but these are the guys leading. Yeah, like Nathan Beaulieu, I've heard of him. He's a young guy in Montreal. I've never heard of Verone. And Augustino, yeah, same kind of deal. No idea. These guys won't be drafted in any league, I'm pretty sure. But they are leading preseason. So, again, keep an eye out and try not to get too enticed by these names.
Yeah. Another guy right after that is Brassard. Which I know you drafted Brassard, kind of wondering how he would do in the Ottawa system. Early signs are really good.
Yeah, it seems like he's doing well. Looks like him and Hoffman are pretty close to the top five scoring.
Both have top 6 points.
So it looks like it's Brassard's integrating well, which is good news for me. So Ottawa's clicking pretty good here. No surprise was Zibanejad, just to mention on the Brassard trade. He's actually been doing really well in the Rangers system. I'm not sure if it's quite top line minutes. I don't really pay attention to Rangers too much, but I've noticed he had a few almost 3-4 point games, so he was actually doing really well.
16 shots, so he's firing them. And then again, power play time, right? Mm-hmm. Two goals and one assist, so he's getting power play time. So maybe there's a Brandon Peary, Zibanejad,
mm-hmm.
Nash line or something. I don't know what they would do there. Like you said, Hoffman already has 14 shots, 6 points in five games, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of tell that they're trying out lines.
Yeah,
like absolutely. Every coach is like, oh, let's see how this works.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it sparks for a little bit, and they're going to stay with that. You also have kind of like a weird, I don't even know how you say this, Johan...
I have no idea. We'll just...
Avidu?
Avitu?
Avidu?
Avitu?
He's a defenseman for the Rangers. He already has 4 power play assists. And I think... I heard that he was the Larson substitution.
Interesting. Okay.
So they had Larson and they traded him, obviously. So now Johan is coming in and he's going to be playing power play time, is what it looks like.
I wonder if it's first unit or second unit, but... if you're in a deep, deep league, maybe this is some guy you can keep an eye out for. New Jersey power play should be pretty good. To be honest, I can't think of anyone who really plays. I think maybe Severson or Jelena, I think, were the main New Jersey guys, for defense. I can't really remember beyond that, personally, because I know Larson didn't really play power play anyway, so.
And this is why they got rid of Larson, because they got other guys that are coming up.
Yeah, makes sense.
Which is someone to keep an eye on. I mean, it is preseason.
Mm-hmm.
He only played 4 games, but he got 4 power play assists, so he's playing on the power play.
A couple signings look like they're doing well.
Yes.
Looks like Hudler is already doing Hudler stuff already. He's mainly a dish master, so yeah, he's got the 1 goal, 4 assists, which is great news for that. I know he went super late in our draft.
Yep.
I don't know what line he is. Maybe he's playing with Spezza. I'm not sure. I didn't really
look too
much on the line combinations for Hudler. Another one is Radulov. Radulov is getting time. He has a similar kind of stat line. 3 games played, 1 goal, 4 assists. So he's getting all the
5 points in 3 games.
I know, yeah, he's getting the opportunity. So, Radulov looks great. What else we got down on this list?
Backus. You missed Backus. David Backus played 2 games. He has 5 points.
I know, and he just played again tonight, and he got the assist on the lone overtime goal.
Oh, did he?
I probably was slamming Backus all year. I'm still going to slam him. I don't want to say anything yet, but he's having a heck of a preseason showing. I have to give props to him on that. So, looks like Boston made a smart signing. We'll see what happens so far.
Hudler's playing on the second line.
Okay, that's what I figured. So, Spezza, Hemsky kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Backus has no PIM so far this year, which I'm kind of surprised at, because usually he's good for some...
Yeah, how is he not elbowed someone or something? That's crazy. But I guess it's preseason.
But playing 2 games and getting 5 points is pretty good. I think that he's going to gel well there. It's a little bit of a different style than St. Louis plays, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is definitely a prototypical Boston player, you know, like a Lucic replacement kind of guy, like a big old front of the net banger kind of thing. I didn't put him as a dish master for 5 assists, so
no.
We'll have to see how that trends over the year.
Dropping down the list, you got Bobby Ryan's playing good because of that line in Ottawa.
Yeah,
the Brassard, Hoffman, Bobby Ryan sounds like good. You got a guy that you drafted, Scheifele. What do you think about Scheifele? Scheifele, right?
Yeah, I think Scheifele's going to do great. I think he's going to get between 70 to 80 points on this year. That might seem high to some people, but I really think he's going to get like 73, 75 points. The kid is super talented, plays with insane players, but Blake Wheeler, etc. So
2 games. 5 points.
There you go. 2 games, 5 points. So
4 on the power play.
Yeah.
2 goals and 2 assists.
Yeah, that's where he's going to be. So
exactly.
They must be grinding him out and trying to get that unit, because they had an awful, awful power play last year.
Yeah.
The Winnipeg was super low. That's why, well, it's not why they brought in Laney. I mean, he was the best player available, but this is a player that will immediately benefit under that, you know, depleted type of, we need someone to shoot, basically, on that line. So, I'm a huge fan of Scheifele. If you got him in your draft, props to you. You are like me.
Do you know where you got him in the draft and what round?
He got Scheifele.
You had to spend a little bit on him.
He was my
you?
Third overall forward, but I think 6th overall pick. Or 5th overall pick.
Okay, yeah, so like, yeah.
Like 40th to 50-ish player off the board.
That's not bad, though. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I mean, this might seem high to few, but our league, or it might seem low, I guess, or it depends. It depends. I don't know, because our league really values goalies in defense. So,
yeah. So it might be a little higher than that.
Yeah, so it might be a little bit higher. Yeah, exactly.
An awesome one that stood out to me was Voracek.
Yeah. Dude couldn't
He's
score.
He's back from the grave.
Yeah, he couldn't score to save his life, and now it looks like he has, what, three goals?
Three goals, two assists in three games.
12 shots. What's that? 3 divided by 12? 4. So that's a 25% shooting percentage. Much higher than his 5% last year.
Yep.
He's still a power play master. Him, Simmons, Drew. Yeah, two of those are power play goals.
Yeah.
If he got Voracek, I'm hoping for a bounce back for him.
I think Voracek is like a sneakier pick that you can wait a little couple rounds and then pick him up. And Philly can't be as bad as they were last year.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
They got Giroux, Voracek, and then Shen.
Ghost Bear is going to have a full season now. There's a lot. Simmons, of course. I mean, there's lots of players on that team that can get some points. So Philly's been looking good preseason so far.
Yeah, and yeah, Voracek, awesome pick.
One of the more disgusting picks that I'm looking at is Rene Bork. Oh, my God.
You're going to jump right over Wheeler here?
Everyone knows Wheeler's good. It's fine. He's same kind of deal. Five
Two goals, 5 points.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, I know you have Wheeler on your team. Props out.
Yeah, but Rene Bork playing in Colorado.
I
want to
talk about stuff that's like insane. Like, we got Rene Bork, who has 4 points in four games playing on Colorado. Like, will he make opening roster? I don't even know. Like, Bork used to be, like, remember back on Calgary, he was, like seemed to be primed to be, like, that future power forward. Like, he actually looked like a great player.
Okay, here's the best stat for Bork right here.
Okay, what do we got?
7 PIM.
So there you go.
He has the most out of the preseason so far is Rene Bork on top of the PIM.
Wow. And that's an odd number of PIM, so that either means he fought someone or it would have to
be a
fight.
That could be a fight, yeah. A five and a two.
It would have to be a fight. I can't think of any 4-3 combination. So Rene Bork's making a case for himself out there, I guess. He's fighting in the preseason.
12 shots, and he has 2 points on the power play. A goal and an assist.
There's a sneaky pick right there. If you're in a deep league, Bork apparently is the player to look out for. I don't have much else to say about Rene Bork. He's definitely a streak master. We'll see if he makes the roster and goes from there.
Yeah, he's super, super streaky. Shane Doan's doing okay. I was bashing him earlier when we did, like, the team breakdowns and stuff. Yeah. He's just getting old.
He's just old, man. I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's getting soft matchups in preseason, because, I mean, he has 4 points in three games. Like, get out
three
here.
Goals.
Yeah, three goals. Like, come on. That's...
He's shooting a lot.
Yeah.
He's 12 shots.
Good for him, I guess. Whatever. I wouldn't read too much into him, personally. But all of Arizona's doing really well. I mean, we were just looking at the preseason standings, and they're, like, 5-1 or something. So... I don't know if they got some soft matchups or they're just playing against teams that
5-1
aren't putting out the defense. So this is not a team I would assume that's going to just crush and get the President's Trophy with a 5-1 record. So
there are some really, really sneaky picks on Arizona that we talked about before. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to bring them up again because they are doing so well in preseason. I feel like we're just tipping our hat a little bit because we did say that Max Domi is killing it right now. He's got 4 points in 5 games, 13 PIM. He's got a little of his father in him.
Yeah, definitely got a little. That's a scrap for sure.
And he's playing on the power play, so he has 3 assists on the power play. I really like Domi. Jumping down the list for defenseman, Goligoski. This is a guy at the end of our draft we were saying, is Goligoski taken? Should I switch someone out like at the last second? Yeah. Like, should I pick up Goligoski? I don't know. He was so good on Dallas. So far he's played 3 games, 4 assists.
Yeah, like
3 on the power play.
Yeah, like we have a player in our team, Chris, who has Mark Stone, but wouldn't pull the trigger on Goligoski. Had to take Stone over Goligoski. I think that's a little head scratcher for me personally. Sorry, buddy. But yeah, Goligoski's been showing it again. 4 assists. I mean, that's what he's there for. And he's a power play quarterback, even back when he was on Pittsburgh. So he's been moving the puck, and if you have a late, if you need a defenseman, you could wait a while and get Goligoski, and who knows, maybe he gets 40 points this year. So,
We drafted 5 defensemen each.
So 9 teams, 45 defensemen drafted.
And he didn't make the cut, so he's probably like right on the edge.
46th, I think, defenseman, probably, or 47.
I guarantee that Goligoski, This is a guarantee on the podcast that Goligoski will get picked up in our league of record before the first 2 months of the season are done.
Goligoski will get a 2-assist game in the first week, and I swear to God, he'll be taken by someone.
Yeah, and someone will be like, oh, I have Chara.
Yeah,
or I'm getting rid of Chara. I'm picking up Goligoski. Whoever else.
I got Eric Johnson or, I don't know, Dumba or something, but...
Orlov,
yeah.
There exactly. you go. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's players... Yeah, Goligoski is definitely a player that has shined, for sure.
Another kind of cool defenseman, Jake Gardner, Toronto.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be that offensive. It's supposed to be the Riley show, from what I hear. But, yeah, good for him. 2 goals, 2 assists. 2 goals as a defenseman is wicked in 4 games, so...
Yeah, they're using him on the power play.
Looks like he's shooting a lot, 8 shots, so... Looks like they're... Maybe that's a unit they're trying out, is to have a heavy defense shot unit, and maybe... Gardner's the guy for that. Who knows?
Well, and who's playing with Morgan Riley? It's got to be Gardner, right?
I can't think of many Toronto defensemen that aren't named Riley or Gardner, but to be honest. So
I'm sure that's got to be the first pair.
I would assume so, unless it's... it looks like Martin Marincian. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, but Gardner is way on the...
They put Gardner on the third pair. Interesting. We're just going off the
second power play unit,
the daily face-off site, which is actually a super useful tool for you guys. It has line combinations and stuff like that. We're not getting sponsored by them, so don't worry. Like, I'm not plugging anything. I'm just saying that's where we're getting the lines from. If anyone's curious.
All right, let's add another center to the Edmonton's woes. Letestu, he's back.
I remember I took Letestu like 5 years ago.
This is like
ago.
Another Rene Bork.
Yeah, it's like, oh god. Where is he now? Is it Columbus still?
No, Edmonton. Center in Edmonton.
Yeah. What are the points total again? Sorry, I just...
Letestu was 4.
This is not a name I was expecting.
2 goals, 2 assists.
Yeah, good for him, I guess.
He's +4.
But, like I said, here's some stats you gotta look at. 4 points. How many power play points?
0.
This dude is not getting anything useful, trust me. These are some freak 5-on-5 stats where he's playing against some tier 4 players. So don't get hyped about these kind of guys.
Exactly. That's your point.
Look for the power play points. Look for the stuff that matters. Letestu's not a point per game player, I promise you. If he cracks the Oilers, he'll be a third line center, fourth line center at max. So that's hilarious that he's actually a point per game. I thought he actually was an AHL player now. But props to him for getting through the Edmonton system, I guess.
There you go.
3 goals, that's not bad, you know. Shooting the puck.
Two goals, two assists.
Sorry, 2-2. There we go.
But yeah, that lends itself to what you're saying, is just be careful when you're looking at these. Look for specific stats. Don't just go in saying this guy's most points of the preseason.
Yeah, I mean...
You've got to do a little more digging. If you're going to use preseason as an indicator, you have to be smarter and dig.
Yeah.
Look for ice time. Look for power play, like you were saying at the beginning there.
Yeah, main things is for sure. Just look for how they're getting utilized. I know preseason games aren't the most exciting, but if you really want to be like that hardcore guy who wants to know the line combinations and stuff like that, then those are things you look for. Don't get excited because Letestu has 4 points in 4 games. Like, come on, it doesn't make a difference. Or Belleau has, 8 points in 5 games.
Yeah.
It's pretty extreme outliers. I stick to consistency. It's like, there's a reason Brassard has 6 points in 5 games.
Yeah.
Because he's a legit number one center kind of type player. The rest of these guys are just getting really good matchups and just how it goes from there. So
you know what I kind of use preseason for more than anything?
What do you use it for?
I use it to reassure me of my picks that they can still play.
I know.
Like when I took Hoffman, I'm like, okay, worried about the concussion and stuff, but all of a sudden he's getting 6 points in 5 games. So I'm like, okay, he's a good player.
Yeah.
I know he can do it. He's doing it in preseason. Take a sigh of relief and just relax for a second.
Yeah, preseason for me is just rookie temptation. That's all it is. It just makes me want to have every rookie on my team.
Well, that's the first 10 games of the year.
And just be like... So speaking of rookies anyway, we'll talk about some rookies that we think are going to make teams. The exciting one for us was Tkachuk, who I was saying there's no way makes the team. Apparently had a mega strong training camp, super strong preseason. And he's going to start the first 10 games, which is not a huge surprise, or 9 games, sorry.
Yeah.
The 10th game, you have to decide if you want to burn the contract. I don't know. I think he's going to get a lot different ice time situations. I think he's going to play the 10 minutes a game kind of thing. I would be very surprised if he made the team, personally. I don't know what your thoughts on Tkachuk is, but I think he will be in the AHL or wherever they assign him, juniors, I guess, again, personally.
He is slated on the second line.
Yeah, sure.
Right now is what I just looked up. But, yeah, how long is he going to stay there? I'll give him this. If there's any team that he can stay with longer than the 10 games, it's Calgary.
Oh, for sure. Their bottom six is a wasteland. Like,
yeah.
It's just kind of like a disservice to a good player to be like, hey, go play with, I don't know, Stajan. Like, are you kidding me? Or Boma or, I don't know. There's Furland. I don't know. It's not the most exciting bottom six. But we'll mention him because obviously he's right beside us in Medicine Hat, so we got to give our props out to our Calgary players, even if we don't like the team. So we'll see if he makes it. But we'll go over some locks and then go over some coin flips, we'll see. I think the locks for sure, for me, is Dylan Strome is a lock.
Strome, yeah.
Yeah, the dude crushed the juniors last year. There's literally no way. Arizona sucks down the middle anyway, so it'll be Hansel Strome, 1-2, and then maybe Strome takes one by the end of the year, so... I think you can agree with that for sure. Yeah, so we can skip him pretty quick.
He already has 4 points in the preseason as well in 4 games.
Yeah, he's already looking to be the superior Strome. His brother Ryan is kind of buried in Islanders. We'll see what happens with him this year. But Dylan is a rookie worth drafting. I will say that.
Yes.
He's actually probably a draftable player as well. Any second line center is a draftable player, in my opinion.
Well, how did your draft go with that in
mind? Yeah, I wanted to wait around on him, and literally the pick after me took him, and I was pretty chapped about that. So it was my mistake in the draft for sure, but I think he's going to stay. We'll skip over the Laneys and Matthews. They're auto locks.
Yep, they're going to be playing.
Matthews is more of a lock for me than Laney if I had to pick one, but they'll both play. There's another guy, Sebastian Aho. I'm not sure how to say his name. He's on Carolina. He'll be a lock for this team. He played the Swedish, Finnish Elite League, and he had 45 points in 45 games. It's an adult league.
Yeah.
Timo Salani says he's the best Finnish player, better than Puljujarvi Jarvi and all these other guys who went ahead with him, which is quite the endorsement.
Yeah.
Salani knows what he's talking about, hopefully. I initially had him on my team. I dropped him for Granlund just because rookies freak me out. But this is a guy who could play top 6 minutes, and keep an eye on him. I think he's a lock for sure. Those are my main locks. I think Ratanen might make it, but he's been injured, so I couldn't really say anything about his preseason or like where they're going to put him. But he was the AHL player of the year last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard to send a guy back down when you were literally the player of the year. It's like, what else is there to prove kind of thing? So Mikko Ratanen is a guy to look out on Colorado.
How do you say Aho?
I don't know. It's A-H-O. Like, Aho? Aho?
The good thing about him is he already played, like, professional.
Yeah, he's like Laney. He played with, like, guys already kind of thing.
Yeah, and Panarin last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? He went a different route and played more professional and then came across. So that's it's a good late pick if you're keeping rookies or if you get a free rookie keeper like we do.
Yeah, there's a chance he ends up back on my team pretty quick if he starts... If he starts, I just wanted to see what his role was in Carolina before I can keep a player like that. If he's playing top 6 minutes and getting the power play time, then I will grab him as fast as I can. Because even though Carolina is a really weak team, power play is still power play. Like, you're going to get the opportunities. It's going to happen. So
opportunity is worth more than anything.
It is,
in any sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to be bashing your head against a wall. Like the game the other day that Toronto lost 6-1.
Yeah.
But then Matthews is going to get the goal.
Yeah.
And that's going to be rewarding enough for your night.
Yeah.
If that one player gets the goal that you have.
Yeah. So those are, I think, main locks. There might be a few outliers. We'll go on some of the cooler names we've been looking at is obviously Konechny. I think he'll start the year. We'll see what he plays with. Keep an eye on him. I think another cool one is Zach Werenski. He's a defenseman on Columbus. He's been getting power play time and like some good looks there.
Columbus is another one where the opportunity could be there for anyone to step up.
Yeah, like I said, even Bjorkstrand, like I said earlier, is another player I was looking at on that team, and he's getting an opportunity there.
They're just going to be handing out game passes on the street.
Yeah.
Do you think you can play for Columbus? Yeah. Come in and try out.
We need a defenseman.
If you step up, you can play.
Yeah, no, literally, it's... Some of these teams, it's just rookies will play, like, regardless. Yeah. So, I mean, we're not talking about brutal teams like, I don't know, Chicago or Kings and stuff where you're never going to see a rookie ever. So keep that in mind. The worse the team, the better the chance the rookie has. So always keep that in mind. That's why Tkachuk could make it, because we said the team is just that bad.
Opportunities.
But on like a team like the Kings or something, it'd be very unlikely that these players would ever make the crack there. So I can't think of any other ones. I'm sure there's tons more.
Any other rookies?
Yeah.
I got Mitch Marner highlighted. He's doing good in the preseason. 4 points in five games. And he's being used on the power play right now.
Yeah.
That's he's another kind of like young guy that is going to have opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know with rookies. You got to be so careful. I know I picked up Horvat as a second-year guy from Vancouver, but...
Right.
But who knows what he's going to do playing against the... the big guns. What about Tyler Bertuzzi?
Never heard of him. Is he related to Bertuzzi?
I think it's his son, yeah.
Bertuzzi has a son that's eligible to play in the NHL? I didn't think he was that old. Okay. Who is he playing for?
Detroit, left wing.
Of course, Detroit. wow.
He has 4 points in five games.
I'll have to look him up. Undraftable, as far as I know, but...
Tyler Bertuzzi.
But Tyler Bertuzzi. No penalty minutes either. Good for him.
He's taking a different road.
Yeah. Wow. I did not think there was another Bertuzzi. That's crazy. Okay. There's another guy, Matthew Barzal was another guy that was talked about. The problem with him is he's a centerman on New York, which are the Islanders. The Islanders have way too many centermen, let alone obviously Tavares, who's the number one there. There's a lot of hype around this kid. I've looked at him earlier, but unless they move him to winger, it's unlikely he'll make any impact because they got too many centermen there. Like, Strom's a centerman. Oh, my God. I think Brock Nelson. No, not Brock Nelson. There's a few other ones, like Anders Lee. Or there's a few guys on that team that are just... there's just too much down the middle there. But I've heard a lot of good things about him, and he looks like he's doing pretty well. So, good for him. Oh, another one. Okay, here's a player for sure. Steve Ott. There you go.
Before we leave.
Steve Ott has 5 points in four games. Now, I promise you that over 82 games, Steve Ott will have 25 points. Like, come on. So... don't get hyped up that Ott's getting, like, just hammering these goals away into somehow a natural just resurgence. Like, yeah, so keep that with a grain of salt, because there's a prime example of a player that you'll never draft and just is lighting it up in the preseason.
All right, let's end our preseason. We got to watch some more hockey games. It looks like McDavid scored again. This guy is so good.
Yeah.
I want him. How can I trade for him? Do I have anything that I can trade?
I don't know what you trade for McDavid.
$20?
Like, you...
like, straight up cash?
Someone's buy-in, yeah, like, under the table.
That's the only way you're going to get McDavid now. He's too good.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our kudos for the day. Yeah.
Oh, there's just one other thing I was going to touch on.
Oh, good.
Super vaguely. We were just talking about suspensions in preseason. There hasn't been too many so far, but there's been a lot of, like, bad hits and stuff like that. So there's something to keep an eye out for players in the regular season. I know Radko Gudas is already like a goon already kind of thing, but he already had a really bad hit on Jimmy Vesey. So you're going to know these kind of guys are going to get like heavy, heavy scrutiny. I know Tyler Pearson got a 2-game suspension already for elbowing some guy in the head. Like, I know it's preseason, guys. Like, come on. Like, don't get suspended in a preseason game. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Keep an eye on those guys. Those are the main big two names I can think of that are kind of draftable is Pearson and Gudas. I mean, they're kind of outliers, but... they're going to be under heavy scrutiny throughout the season, and they already, like, this is one of those things where, like, they got that strike already against them.
Yeah.
So the next one's going to be 5 to 10 games, yeah, kind of thing. Like, in Gudas' situation, I'm sure the next one's 10 games, like, minimum. So he's not doing himself any favors in the preseason, and those are the two things I wanted to take away from that. Beyond that, that's pretty much all I got for preseason so far. I'm looking forward to opening night, obviously, and seeing how our teams hold up, and maybe in couple weeks or so we'll talk about how great Tyler Bertuzzi is or some of these rookies, and we'll see how it goes from there.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
I really doubt it. All right, now let's go into our daily kudos.
I'll start off with mine. My kudos is kind of lame, but I saw the new Power Rangers trailer today.
Yes.
Actually looks like a legit movie. Oh my god, I never thought I'd say that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Power Rangers. We'll see how it goes. Looks great. Other than that, yeah, I don't know. Football's been pretty good. Brady's back. That's got to be a big kudos.
Brady's back.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll do well.
that Power Rangers trailer was kind of cool. They didn't show anything from, like, their, like, morphing or whatever.
Yeah, there's no, like, droid or zords or zords, I think it's called. Yeah.
I don't know, whatever it is. They didn't show any of it. They just showed, like, they got strength somehow. Yeah. So they're still leaving. It was more of a teaser.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really a full trailer. I like that when movies do that. I'm also going to give a kudos to a show, not a movie, but a show, Westworld. Have you watched it yet?
No. I know you watched the first episode yesterday. I did not go and watch.
It's actually pretty good.
Pretty good?
Go ahead. It's kind of along the same lines of Ex Machina, if anyone's watched that. I really like that show. I made you watch it. You really liked the show after.
Yeah, that movie was awesome.
It was crazy. So this is kind of a TV show based kind of a little bit on that premise, but it has Nolan is the same guy that did directed it.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan. Like the Batman guy, yeah.
So now he's doing this, and it's really good. It's supposed to take the spot of Game of Thrones when they're done on HBO.
Okay, makes sense.
So as soon as Game of Thrones is done, they're going to put this in. And the first episode aired last week. Check it out. Worth a watch. It was exciting. That's all we got for today. Do you got anything else to add?
I am tapped for preseason. I don't like to talk about preseason too much. If your team is doing bad, like if you're a Tampa fan, like they're like 2-5 or something.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Fret. Please don't worry. Don't say, oh my God, my team's imploding. Like it's, yeah, don't worry about that. So that's the one thing I wanted to touch on again with preseason is it's fun. It's exciting to get hyped up for the season, but don't read into it too much. There's a reason why Crosby isn't in Nathan Beaulieu's spot. It's because the dude plays like 1 or 2 games. Like don't expect anything.
It'll be okay. You can make it through. I believe it.
Yeah, you got this.
If you guys got any questions for us, hit us up at NHL Fantasy Talk on Facebook or Twitter. We've got a lot of good questions coming in, a lot of support. We're going to try to answer some. We'll have some mailbag shows where we just blitz a whole bunch of questions all at once. And hopefully we can help you guys build an awesome fantasy roster. Until next time, we will see you later.